Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today is Jessie Danielson. She's a state senator from Jefferson County, Jeffco District 22. She's here to talk about her campaign for Colorado Secretary of State. You're running on as a Democrat in the Colorado Secretary of State 2026 race. 2026?
Yeah, that's right.
Did I do that right?
You did it right.
I'm thinking, you know, because I'm thinking election. We have a municipal election coming up here in 2025. We've been talking to other candidates statewide for 2026, November 2026. Secretary of State candidate, tell us about that.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming in.
Love being in the Valley.
You're visiting, you're going to Antonito later. You've been in Alamosa. You're spending the night. You're traveling, getting to know people, putting your campaign out there.
Yep, that's right. I thought it was really important to start the campaign by getting out into the counties, connecting with people where they're at, not just zooming in from Denver, but seeing them shaking their hands, walking their main streets, sitting and having coffee, shaking their hands, saying hello, and getting a sense of what are the issues facing Coloradans, whatever their zip code might be. So lucky enough to come to Alamosa and visit the Valley. I'm going to be in Conejos, going up to Rio Grande, Sawatch, and back to my home in Wheat Ridge. And then we're going to continue this throughout the campaign. But we just kicked off the campaign, and this is how I wanted to start, by showing folks all over the state that I'm genuinely invested in reaching out, rolling up my sleeves, doing the work, and listening to what are the issues facing them, and how can the Secretary of State's office continue to serve them in the best way possible.
Well, you know, the tour of different counties makes a lot of sense, given what you're running for Secretary of State, because I don't know that people quite grasp how much the Secretary of State interacts with county governments across Colorado, right? That's a big role of what that office is supposed to do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I felt it was really important for this office, for this race, because the county officials, local electeds, local leaders are incredibly important in our voting systems. And really, the county clerks are the ones on the front lines administering the elections so that we maintain this amazing voting system that we have statewide. It is really important to continue to have those lines of communication open with the county clerks, county officials, local electeds, local leaders, community voices, to make sure that they know there's a Secretary of State that's listening to them. And starting now, Chris, means that I can establish these relationships and open that door so that these are the first conversations we have in of many. But you're right. I believe that the Secretary of State needs to be responsive to the needs of the voters on the ground, all over the state, listening, doing the work, and in a real genuine partnership and collaboration with the county clerks.
You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about election integrity, because that's a big conversation happening in Colorado, across the country. But before we dive into election integrity and election of management by county clerks, by the Secretary of State of Colorado, which is part of the portfolio there of that office, right? Other than election integrity, though, what other topics related to the Secretary of State's office are you talking about? Do you want your campaign to represent, be about? What are there other policies, those other things that the Secretary of State's responsible for that's on your radar?
Right. Well, I mean, part of the purpose is to come here and listen to people and understand what they need. And that's a big part of this. So, but I would say, yes, putting out into the communities that this primary task needs to be protecting those election systems that we have in place. Colorado has a gold standard system in terms of our security and our access to voting. And I don't just know about these systems, I help build them. So back in 2013, when we passed the Voter Modernization Act, that was my job in terms of my role at America Votes to pull together the coalition of elections administrators, county clerks, voting rights experts, labor leaders, to build the system that we have now that Coloradans have come to depend on and really love.
There's a request that the federal government recently sent to the state of Colorado and other states asking, and I may not have this entirely accurate, asking for voting records of residents of Colorado, and again, other states that they've requested voting records for. Let me ask you, if you were the Secretary of State now, what would be your interpretation of that request? And I don't know if it's fair to ask you that because I don't know if you've seen the actual request, but what would be your interpretation, reaction, response to a request like that from the federal government?
Right. So they sent operatives to different county clerks around the state to try and compromise that data, which is not legal. And of course, these most dedicated, wonderful public servants, the county clerks that were approached, said no. And so that was an illegal request. And the county clerks again responded with strength to say, no, not on our watch. This is not what happens in Colorado. So, you know, I think that the Secretary of State can will need to continue to be vigilant against these kinds of attacks from the Trump administration and Republicans in Congress who allow it, because we do have such a solid, safe, secure, and accessible system to really keep those lines of communication open with the county clerks so that we are all on the same page when these type of attacks happen.
You know, we've certainly seen where there is not much, if any, fraud when it comes to voting in this country in Colorado. I think there's pretty clear evidence of very low, very lack of voting fraud that's happening right in the state of Colorado, or anywhere when you think of local elections. None of that really happens, does it?
Yes, that's right. I mean, there was a lot of misinformation and an attempt to mislead voters and seed these ideas that there was fraud. But as you just stated, no. There's not been evidence of fraud, and especially in Colorado, I can speak to that more, that we have a very, very safe and secure system with lots of checks and balances in place to prevent that.
You mentioned America Votes as a project or work that you were doing. Explain that, because I'm not familiar with America Votes and what was happening back in 2013 or what that was or what that work was.
Sure. America Votes is an organization that exists in different states all across the country. And so really it is a coalition of organizations that come together. And my role as the political director back in 2012 and 2013 was to pull together a coalition of, like I said, labor organizations, voting rights organizations, county clerks, other elections administrators, and experts, in order to craft the bill that would lay the groundwork for the election system that we have now. So that was the big, big overhaul of our system that created vote centers, vote by mail, and ensured that voters accessing the polls in Colorado had a lot of protections so that even though we shifted the method in which they voted, it was convenient, it was safe, it was secure, and that it would serve the needs of the voting public. So it was a really big piece of legislation that we all worked together on back in 2013.
Really interesting. I have to say that I'm really a fan of Colorado's voting process. I voted in Colorado, I voted in Texas, I voted in California. I've gone through all those systems. And I would say Colorado's is the most efficient way to vote, the easiest, makes it very, and I really appreciate being able to register. You register someone at age 18 when they turn 18. You register when they get their driver's license at age 16 in the state of Colorado. That happened to my daughter. She turned 16. She registered. And then she just voted in the last election. No problem. That, to me, is a really good system. Colorado, I think, does that really well. Let me ask you, what is compelling you to run for the Colorado Secretary office?
Well, we definitely need someone in this role who's going to stand up and protect the systems that we love. An attack on our democracy is a very serious thing, and we are going to need to be prepared to push back when this inevitably happens. people's voting rights are sacred. And we need to make sure that we're preserving and protecting the systems that we have in place and removing any additional barriers to people who have the right to vote. We take pride in our voting systems. Like you just described, they are convenient. They're also very safe and secure. And so we need to continue to provide that kind of access to voters all across the state so that, you know, that's a fundamental right as an eligible elector for you to be able to cast your ballot. And so we need to always hold steadfast to protect that right to vote.
Do you think that small counties, you're in the San Luis Valley, six really small counties, rural counties, right? You're from the Denver metro area. You represent a large Jefferson County. Are rural counties in any way at a disadvantage given their size, given their budget, in managing elections or managing county clerk's office when you think of small offices versus big offices like Jefferson County, Denver County, just so much variation in size. But you still want to do the same work and you're responsible for the same type of work, right? In valid elections, how you process titles, how you do all that work at the county clerk office. And I wonder if small clerk offices are at a disadvantage in any way, or we that live in these small markets are at a disadvantage of any way when we compare ourselves to the metro region.
Well, one thing that I want to mention is that I represent Jefferson County, and that's where I'm raising my family. But I actually grew up on a farm in northern Weld County, and my dad farmed and raised livestock like his dad and his dad. And so growing up in rural Colorado, I think I do understand in a genuine way the challenges that rural Coloradans face. That they might not be the same wherever you go, whether you're a rural Coloradan in the I-70 corridor or in the valley or in Cortez or up in Sterling. There is a common thread of unique challenges that face Coloradans who live in rural parts of the state. And I'm incredibly proud to be from a part of rural Colorado that I care deeply about. So I think that's another reason why a number of folks urged me to seek this office, is they want someone to hold this statewide office that has those strong values, but also has real experience and knowledge about what it's like to be a rural Coloradan, what challenges we face, and to make sure that there aren't disadvantages to voters because they happen to live in an outstate region. So, you know, my family background, I think, does uniquely qualify me in that sense, and it will be a priority of mine, which is, I think, kind of what I wanted to set the tone with. The very front end of my campaign, the first thing I did was hit the road and connect with folks in different counties all across the state, because I want to understand even better, what are the challenges you face? How can this statewide office better serve you? And know that, should I get elected, should I earn your support, you'll have someone in Denver who's not going to sit in Denver and connect with you by a Zoom call. I'm already down in Alamosa. I'm so grateful to be here because I want to learn and I want to make sure that folks in the area know that I'll be a person who will roll their sleeves up and listen to you about how we can better respond to the unique needs of people in the Valley, but also rural Coloradans wherever they live.
You know, one of the things that you'll hear or you run into, and particularly as you go farther south into parts of unincorporated Alamosa County, Conejos County, Costilla County, and that is the connectivity, broadband. Is that an issue? And is that present any issues for offices like local county clerks or people accessing that way? Hey, we'll keep talking about that. We're talking to State Senator Jessie Danielson. She's a candidate for the Colorado Secretary of State office. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod.
Are you looking for funding to launch a community project, program, or event in Monta Vista? The Lohr Foundation is here to help. Lohr supports projects that are designed and led by locals like you. The best part, there are no complicated applications, time-consuming reports, or grant cycle deadlines. All it takes to start a funding request is a simple conversation. So reach out to the Monta Vista Community Officer, Yvette Atencio, at lohrfoundation.org today and take the first steps towards turning your idea into a reality.
¿Estás buscando financiamiento para lanzar un proyecto, programa o evento comunitario en Montevista? La Fundación LOR, L-O-R, está aquí para ayudarte. LOR apoya proyectos que son diseñados y liderados por personas locales como tú. La mejor parte, no hay solicitudes complicadas, informes que consumen mucho tiempo, ni fechas límite de convocatorias. Todo lo que necesitas para iniciar una solicitud de financiamiento es una conversación sencilla. Así que, comunícate hoy mismo con la oficial comunitaria de Montevista, Yvette Atencio, en lordfoundation.org. LORFUNDATION.org. Y da el primer paso para convertir tu idea en una realidad.
Hey SLV, mark your calendar for the September 13th, 3rd Annual SLV Battle of the Bowls Chili Cook-Off, hosted by Alamosa KOA. Competition will be from 2 to 4 p.m. on the 13th of September. Cooks from across the valley will be cooking up mouth-watering red and green chilies and, of course, some salsa and competing in this heated but friendly battle. All proceeds go to Care Camps Foundation, a nonprofit that funds oncology camps, which give kids with cancer the chance to experience the healing powers of the outdoors. There's still time to enter the chili competition. Just call KOA at 719-589-9757. Hey, we're back. We're talking to State Senator Jesse Danielson. She represents District 22 in Jefferson County. Tell us about the work you've done in the Colorado legislature in terms of bills, legislation you're particularly proud of since you've been in office.
Well, thanks again. Yes, I've been serving Jefferson County in the State House and the State Senate for quite some time now. I've really focused my efforts on issues facing working Coloradans. So, I wrote the Equal Pay for Equal Work Act. I wrote the Farm Worker Bill of Rights. I've done a lot of work around apprenticeships and so that we can provide these opportunities to young people and people who wish to move around the workforce, another really great path for them. I've done a lot of work with veterans and older Coloradans, people with disabilities, and I've also had the honor of partnering with the Native community on a number of policies that impact them. So, in terms of conservation and environmental policies also, and it's just been a real privilege of mine to be able to look into the communities, listen to what people really need in terms of changes in the law, and get work done for them in Denver.
Was it the work that you did with America Votes that convinced you or motivated you to run for the state legislature and the Colorado Senate? Was it coming out of that that you thought you could work in public service or wanted to be in elected office? Is that what helped you get there?
Yes, actually it did, because I was organizing and working with such a broad-based coalition of nonprofit organizations, labor unions, reproductive justice groups, environmental organizations, healthcare organizations. And the one common thread through all of their issues was voting rights. And so, that's what I worked on at the state capitol when I was not elected yet. And then understanding these different issues, it really helped me understand how important lawmakers were and the potential there for bettering our communities, for the people we cared about, right? So you're right, that was a main reason why I decided to run for office, because I wanted to make sure that we had folks in office who were standing up with a reliable vote in terms of those issues that face, honestly, most people that I know. And then I did continue my work on voting rights after I got elected. So automatic voter registration and improving access for people with disabilities.
It sounds to me, just again, first time we've ever talked, right? First time we've ever seen each other, first time we've ever visited. And it sounds to me that voting rights is your thing, that that's where you're keying or have keyed a lot of your work over the past decade plus, particularly even when you got in the Senate with legislation. Let me ask you, is there anything the state of Colorado needs to do at this moment to strengthen or protect its voting laws?
Well, we have to admit that there's always room for improvement. So even though I've been a big part of shaping the law up to this point and my colleagues in the years before, we can always admit that we can do better. So my whole time in the legislature, we were always working with the County Clerks Association and other elections administrators to continue to improve and respond to the needs of the voters. So what I would say is the main task now is going to be to protect it, because it's under attack and voters across the state of Colorado should be very concerned. So I think that that will be the main task. The primary purpose is protecting these voting systems that we have in place, and then listening to and responding to the needs of the voters and the county clerks and other community leaders like the NAACP and voting rights organizations who can continue to help us shape things to better respond to the needs of the voters. So always room for improvement, but I think the main task right now is protecting our access to the polls.
When you think of your campaign moving forward, and you're here in the San Luis Valley, you made a conscious effort to want to come down here and engage, interact with these small rural counties. But take us after the San Luis Valley, take us on how you move your campaign forward, because you know you have to go all the way into 2026. Give us a sense of this campaign. Give us a sense of what your goals are as you continue to move your campaign forward. We know you just launched it. We're just getting to know you. What will we see from you as we keep paying attention to the Colorado Secretary of State's race in 2026?
Well, I'm so excited to continue our statewide tour. It's a little different because I have a 3-year-old son and an 8-year-old daughter, and family comes first with me, just like I know it does with everyone else, right? So I got to get back home, yeah. And take care of them. And so this statewide tour is going to come in pieces. So tomorrow I'm going to go up to Rio Grande County and visit with folks in Del Norte. I'm going to go up to Swatch, listen to them, work with them, and then I'm going to head back home. And then in the coming weeks, we will get all around the state. So the West Slope, down into Durango, Ignacio, Toyoc, we're going to be all those little counties that we can, not little, but all of those counties in between. As much as I can, as quickly as I can, I wish to connect with as many people as possible. And so that will look like sitting down with county clerks, sitting down with local electeds, county commissioners, voters, community leaders, parents, whomever has the time to visit with me when we set up a meet and greet, all is welcome. It's going to take a little time for me to get around the state because, like I said, I've got my family based in the metro area, but it is a real priority of mine to understand what the unique needs are all across the state and to connect with people exactly where they are at and to listen. I think that's the key thing right now. What people are telling me is they want to have faith in our leaders moving forward. And, you know, it's my job to go out and visit with people, listen to what they expect, listen to the problems they're facing, what's working, what could improve, and then do my best to earn their support so that I can get elected and start to get to work.
Is this statewide tour of yours taking you to areas of Colorado that you haven't been yet?
I'm sure that it will, although, like I mentioned early, I'm a fourth generation Coloradan, so this is a state that I love, and I have been to what I thought was every corner. I think you're right, though, Chris, and in the statewide tour, I do intend to visit places that I maybe have never been, and I'm really, really genuinely looking forward to that. But it is a real privilege and an honor of mine. And so having these conversations, it's encouraging, and it gives me a lot of energy and hope for the future, because this is an incredible state. But it's not just the state's differing beauty, right? It's not just the place that we're at. It's the people. So it's an opportunity to get to know people, listen to them, and should I earn their vote, I will be able to go into the Secretary of State's office and do right by them.
You know, we appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us on the Valley Pod. Want to wish you luck in your campaign. I want to ask you one more question before we let you go, because there is a special legislative session coming up August 21st. I'm going to assume you're going to be at that. What are your thoughts about the special session that the governor's called for August 21st? Where are you sitting in your own thoughts about the gap in the budget that the legislature now has to try to close?
Yes, the Trump administration and the Republicans in Congress delivered us quite a blow. And so they stripped us of a lot of services, put a giant budgetary hole in front of us. And yes, the state legislature is going to have to try and react and respond and fill that gap.
Hey, we've been talking to State Senator Jesse Danielson. She's a candidate for the Colorado Secretary of State office. We appreciate you coming by. This episode of the Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the valley.
Hey everyone, this is Hannah Eubanks with a Valley Calendar update. Here are the events you can look forward to this week. Wednesday this week is the Mercadillo en El Rio at the Rio Grande Farm Park from 3 to 7. Thursday evening, join Visit Alamosa outside of Richardson Hall for a big screen on the green movie night. This week's movie is Monsters University. Friday morning is the Monta Vista Farmers Market at Fullenweider Park starting at 9. Saturday morning is the Alamosa Farmers Market starting at 8. Saturday is also the annual Suds for SAR block party on San Juan Avenue. Support Alamosa Volunteer Search and Rescue and enjoy live music, cornhole, beer, and more. Also on Saturday evening is the Spadefoot Story Slam with this month's theme of Swing and a Miss. Head over to the Narrow Gauge at 6 to listen in or to share. You can find details for these events and more at AlamosaCitizen.com. If you have an event coming up, submit it to the Valley Calendar. Head to the Valley Calendar page on AlamosaCitizen.com, click online form, and give us the details. That'll do for now. Have a great week.